Hebrews chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all, first being interpreted king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Being without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but likened to the Son of God, abides a priest perpetually. And consider how great this one was, to whom the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the choice spoils, and they of the sons of Levi, who receive the priestly service, have a commandment to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brothers, though they have come forth from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not counted from them has taken tithes from Abraham and has blessed him who has the promises. But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater. And here men, who die, receive tithes, but there, one of whom it is testified that he lives. And, so to speak, through Abraham, Levi also, he who receives tithes, has been made to pay tithes. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If indeed then perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people have received the law, what need was there still that a different priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and that he should not be said to be according to the order of Aaron? For since the priesthood is transferred, of necessity, there comes into being a transfer of law also. For he of whom these things are said belongs to a different tribe, from which no one has attended to the altar. For it is evident that our Lord has risen out of Judah, concerning which tribe Moses spoke nothing about priests. And it is still more abundantly evident, since it is according to the likeness of Melchizedek, that a different priest arises, who has been appointed not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an indestructible life. For it is testified, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." For there is, on the one hand, the setting aside of the preceding commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law perfected nothing, and, on the other hand, the bringing in thereupon of a better hope through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as he was not made a priest without the taking of an oath, for they are appointed priests without the taking of an oath, but he, with the taking of an oath by him who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not regret it, you are a priest forever," by so much Jesus has also become the surety of a better covenant. And they are appointed priests, many in number, because death prevents them from continuing. But he, because he abides forever, has his priesthood unalterable. Hence also he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, since he lives always to intercede for them. For such a high priest was also fitting to us, holy, guileless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and having become higher than the heavens, who does not have daily need, as the high priest do, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. For this he did once for all, when he offered up himself. For the law establishes men as high priests who have weakness, But the word of the oath, which was after the law, establishes the Son, perfected forever.